like I'm like a kid in a candy store. Thank you, God, for choosing me and allowing me to be a part of what you're doing on the earth.
At one of those places, you guys are making a live album at five of them. So together recording at five different places. It's going to be the new album. And I suppose you got a song or two that you've co-written with him on that album. One of the songs. So, the one we sing here, Our God Reigns Forever, the fast, the Mumford & Sons style song. That's wonderful. And tell us, they may not know also about the last few months, Pastor BJ has been working feverishly. I don't know if you know this or not, but he speaks really good Spanish. And when he sings Spanish, you think he's a Spaniard. He sings so good. And you have the Spanish album of what came out 2 years ago here. Is everybody the good news about that?
Yeah, we just finished up the overdubs and super excited about releasing it in Spanish. I think it's going to be the 14th, October 14th. So I got the bug from my parents growing up on the mission field in Latin America and living in Puerto Rico and just love the Latin culture. So just, it's coming.
And people really appreciate it when you do things in their language, whether it's putting a book in their language or it's a huge thing. And the Lord told me that this was going to catch on like wildfire, his worship tape all across the Latin speaking world, the Spanish speaking world. So would you, let's surround them, team, and we're going to have our executive team surround a beautiful Putnam family, and we're just going to pray. And I'm asking you for these next couple of weeks, I guess 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, to keep Pastor BJ and the team in prayer, and Israel Houghton and his family and his worship team. Father, we thank you for Pastor BJ, and we just pray for him today. We thank you, God, for using his anointing all over the world. Lord, I'm reminded that years ago I used to go places, and every place I go, they'd sing a Israel Houghton song. And now it seems every place they go, they're singing B.J. Putnam songs, that you're using him in a way all over the world. So, Lord, we pray for divine appointments, divine grace and strength all through Asia. Thank you for what you're doing in Asia. And, God, I thank you that they're coming. There's a synergetic moment. They're coming right at the right time to watch something happen, an explosion of your kingdom. And, Father, we pray for all the coordination from every place as they travel, that you would give them grace and guide them and strengthen them, protect them and direct them. We declare no weapon formed against Pastor BJ or the whole worship team will prosper. We say grace, grace over them in every aspect. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for it. Amen and amen. Everybody said, wait.
Your time has come. And it's going to get bigger. And the Lord challenges you to remember your beginnings and your purpose. Your purpose is beyond being a star. Your purpose is to bring balance to stars who call themselves worship leaders. You, son, says God, are a worshiper. And that's what makes you great. And I will be great in you, and you will never lack, nor will the family that waits behind. There will never be a lack as long as you keep worship first. For you are mine, says God. I have written my name across your heart. And I'm in love with you, and you're in love with me, and nothing apart from me will work for you, and nothing apart from me will harm you. This is your time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Listen, the time's going to come in this next season that God's going to use our church to train worship leaders for hundreds of churches. Because just that great prophecy from Dr. Ivorna, their talent does not equal anointing. And that God has really, Pastor BJ has worked for us in this church and our previous church for 14 or 15 years. Faithful. And there's no one that is more deserving of what God's doing in his life. And we're just very excited. So keep him in your prayers. because his victories are our victories. We're all on the same team in Jesus' name. This across America today, do you know what day it is? It's Teen Challenge Day. We are deeply honored as a church to be in partnership with the local Teen Challenge ministries, and that the men's director, Pastor